Mary Ellen James sells chickens to city folk. She owns City Chicks and sells chickens from her 10 acres in the heart of Pinellas, a property she's owned since 1972 and a holdover from Florida's more rural days. She's converted a few of her horses' stables to chicken coops. James rolls open one of the stall doors, and there's a row of incubators and hundreds of chicks inside.
How's business?
It's been booming. It's hard to even keep birds. One family tells another, and everybody trying to go back to close to nature.
It seems like it might make economic sense to have your own chickens. Think about how much we rely on eggs. Fried eggs for breakfast, egg salad for lunch, maybe a frittata at dinner time. You can hardly make a good dessert that doesn't involve eggs. So how great would it be to have a chicken right in your own backyard making you eggs for free?
We start our chicks, our girls, at $8, and they go all the way up to, for a laying hen, we charge $25.
So you can get a chick for the cost of a few dozen store-bought eggs. And more people are trying their hand at raising poultry in their backyard. And that's not all. They're also using new hydroponic technology to grow lush vegetable gardens and even keeping beehives at home. This trend is really striking in a county like Pinellas, which is the most densely populated county in Florida. The groves and dairy farms disappeared from Pinellas long ago, along with the agriculture extension agents, the people who advise those citrus growers and dairy farmers. But that's changing too.
Ag is back in Pinellas.
Mary Campbell is the Pinellas County Extension Director.
There wasn't an agriculture extension agent. There hasn't been probably for 20 years or more. I don't know when the last agriculture extension agent was in Pinellas County, but it's only been in the last few years that we realized people were calling, asking questions. They wanted to know about chickens. They wanted to know more about things.
Campbell says this longtime urban area is seeing a blossoming of all kinds of city farming, from backyard chicken coops and beehives to community gardens and schoolyard plots. A local Sam's Club is even selling chicken coops. But James says it's not so much about the free eggs.
Who are you selling to? Who's your customer?
It's the family that cares about what their children are eating. They want something without chemicals. They want to know what they're feeding. The boom for organic chicken food has become tremendous. It's double the price of commercial chicken food, but the families feel they're putting better things into their children.
So it's not so much people are trying to save money on eggs then?
No, they probably have close to $2 an egg if they calculated all the feed and the housing and their labor.
$24 for a dozen eggs. So it turns out for the small backyard farmer, those free eggs aren't so free. There are other priorities involved here, says Campbell.
I think it's not really necessarily saving them a lot of money at this point, but they have bigger concerns that about their health and their wellness. And also it's a great family activity. It pulls the whole family together.
Dustin Prickett in Lakeland belongs to one of those families that started growing vegetables and getting the kids involved.
It's fun to come out here with the kids and show them what we're having, and they see it start from seed and when it's really small, and then to show them how it's grown and then put it in on our table.
Prickett says it's important to him that his kids know where their food comes from, and 4-year-old Bowman is becoming quite a proficient gardener.
Our cucumbers are growing pretty good.
Robin Sussingham, WUSF 89.7 News.